The 13th day of Bashans, the passing of Saint Arsenius, the tutor of the emperor's children. It was on this day in the year 445 AD that Saint Arsenius passed away. His is a great story of discovering one's true self in service to God, and of choosing poverty and solitude over riches and fame. Arsenius was born in Rome to very wealthy parents, who not only saw to it that their son received an excellent education, but also saw to it that he grew up loving God and the church. When Emperor Theodosius the Great needed a tutor for his sons, he chose Arsenius for the job. As royal tutor, Arsenius lived at the palace court in much wealth and pomp, and Emperor Theodosius was most pleased with the education his children received from their teacher. When Theodosius died and the Roman Empire was divided between the two sons, Arsenius felt that God was calling him and found his way to the desert wilderness of Egypt. He joined a monastery, and according to Catholic tradition, the monks were amazed at how humble and obedient the once rich and powerful friend of the emperor was from his first day at the monastery. Years later, a messenger arrived carrying the will of a relative of Arsenius, granting all his wealth and possessions to the saint. The saint told the messenger that he had died to the world 11 years earlier when he became a monk, and thus he, being dead to the world, could not inherit from others who had died. A very humble and modest man, Arsenius was also known for his virtue of silence. He once said, "Many times I regretted that I have spoken, but I have never regretted being silent." When he entered the church, he hid behind a stone column so that no one would see him. At the age of 70, Arsenius traveled to Jerusalem to take a blessing from the holy places, and he died when he was 95 years old. A story credited to the wisdom of Arsenius is as follows. An old monk went out to see the deeds of the people, and he saw a man cutting wood. He tried to pick up the wood to carry it, but could not lift it. Instead of reducing the amount of wood, the man added more wood and again tried and failed to carry the load. The old monk saw another man getting water from a well and pouring it into a pot with a hole in it. No matter how much water he put into the pot, it would leak out. Then the monk saw two men riding on horses, carrying a pole from each side. When they came to a door, neither would let the other go in first, and so they both stayed outside. Saint Arsenius the teacher explained the story, saying that the woodcutter was a man with a great many sins. Instead of repenting and freeing himself from his sins, he kept adding more and more sins. The man who tried to fill the leaking pot with water was a good and charitable man, but the money he gave to others had been earned dishonestly. Therefore, he lost the reward for being charitable. And the two men carrying the pole were carrying the burden of our Lord Jesus Christ, but they were making a show of their pride, and therefore they both stayed out of the kingdom of heaven. Obviously, Saint Arsenius is still a teacher to us all. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.